Nolte, Democrats want to abolish the police and confiscate our guns. By John Nolte on June 6, 2020. A radical, utterly sincere, and determined movement is on to abolish police departments. A radical, utterly sincere, and determined movement is on to confiscate our guns, to confiscate our right to defend ourselves. This is no accident. But first the facts. Links to mainstream Democrats calling for the police to be defunded, which will obviously result in the police being abolished, can be found here, 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 and most especially here. Links to mainstream Democrats like Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others calling for, not just gun control, but straight-up confiscation, can be found here, 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 and here. Secondly, to those of you who think this idea of abolishing the police and the Second Amendment is insane and can therefore never happen, you need to remove your head from the sand. Here are some more facts. We went from zero to gay marriage in less than 10 years. We went from zero to drag queen story hour in about 10 seconds. The left is blacklisting us for referring to biological men as he. The corporate media are now describing the burning and looting of cities as political speech. This same media are describing peaceful protests by Tea Partiers and those ravaged by anti-science lockdowns as dangerous and violent. Lego is blacklisting its own toys. The NFL just committed suicide. Drew Brees is now on his third 1,984-ish public confession. A full-blown grovel tour, for the sin of expressing respect for the American flag. Legions of white people are kneeling to ask forgiveness for something they had no part of. Healthcare experts are telling us the coronavirus is lethal if you want to go to work, school, or your grandmother's funeral, but not so lethal if you are out en masse to support approved causes. The Democrat Party has been completely radicalized, emboldened, and is currently eating itself alive in the kind of cultish moral panic we have not seen since McCarthyism or the McMartin preschool scandal. Now, you might say, there's no way Democrats will abolish the police. This will only make life infinitely worse for the people who live in Democrat-run cities, which is where a bulk of the black population live. Must I explain everything? Democrats have completely failed black people, and that is by design. Democrats know that once people become middle class, they are much more likely to vote Republican. So the goal is to keep people poor, keep them scared, keep their schools crappy, no school choice, no charter schools. Tell them there's no hope because America is evil and racist. In other words, keep them voting for Democrats. You've heard of Jim Crow and Southern segregation? That was all Democrats. George Wallace and Bull Connor were Democrats. The whole system was created and enforced by Democrats. Black lives were destroyed in the South to keep Democrats in power then. Black lives in urban areas are destroyed to keep Democrats in power now. Good grief. We just elected a black president for 2 terms. We just brought black unemployment to a record low. And the entire country was repulsed by what happened to George Floyd, most especially President Trump. But people are still rioting. Why? So Democrats and the left can cover up their own staggering failures. For decades, Democrats have had sole providence over almost every major city in America. We've literally poured trillions of tax dollars into the war on poverty and public schools. In other words, Democrats have had sole control over these areas, have instituted every policy they believe in without opposition, and have received swimming pools full of federal dollars. And look at the result. Total failure. What you are seeing in all this social unrest is one, the abject failure of leftist ideas that have had 50 years to work. And two, the whipping up of the mob to distract from those failures and blame a guy who's only been in office, who's only been in politics 3 years, the orange bag man. Making life worse for black people is not a bug in the Democrat Party, it's a feature. As is tyranny. Good grief, what better example of the Democrat tyranny do you need than these anti-science lockdowns? What more proof do you need than Democrat governors and mayors arresting people for going to church just days before they openly encourage and join massive protests? So of course Democrats want to abolish the police and confiscate our guns. Of course these power-hungry leftists want us helpless and defenseless. Duh. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.